today's preacher, she's one of my favorites, if not the favorite, because she's my daughter. She's a fierce little girl, not a little girl, a little woman of God. She's a fierce mama, she's a fierce wife, and she's a fierce daughter. I'm just so proud of her. She runs all of our productions, she runs them. She oversees all of our media, produces all of our shows, and all of our promotion here. Help me welcome this morning Pastor Corey Youngblood Perea. Sorry, Ryan. Yeah.
Good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Good. I was going to say it's nice to see all your smiling faces, but I can't see your smiling faces. But it's nice to see your half of your face. That's kind of nice. First of all, I just want to say thank you to my pastor, who is also my dad, my favorite pastor in the world. Thank you, Dad, for allowing me to have this opportunity to preach God's word and to preach his word to all of you. So thank you for being here to listen. I hope that this word ministers to your heart. I'm excited to bring this word. And I, like I said, I hope it ministers to you. So let's open in prayer. Jesus, God, you are so good. And Jesus, right now, we just invite you into this place, into your home, God. I pray that the words that are being spoken today, Jesus, would be your words and not my own, God. I pray that they would minister to every single heart in this place. Jesus, that you would touch every single heart, Lord, and that your word would just penetrate their hearts, Jesus. That it would bring healing, that it would bring love and restoration, Lord. And I praise you, Jesus, because you are the King of Kings. And I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So today I'm going to open up with Psalms 71, 10, verse 12. And it says, "For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, 'God has forsaken him. Pursue him and take him, for there is none to deliver him.' Oh God, do not be far from me. Oh my God, please make haste to help me." The enemies of David, let me show you what happened first. So David had just fallen. He'd fallen into sin. This is after the story between him and Bathsheba. So this is after that. So after this, the enemies are speaking against David. Everybody's coming against David. The enemies of David wanted David to believe the lie that God had forsaken him. That God was not with him, that God was not helping him and wasn't going to help him. And I know that David felt a lot of guilt and a lot of shame and took that upon his life and constantly, I believe, was a constant battle for him to fight because of that. But David was dealing with guilt and shame, and the enemy was trying to come against him and trying to be loud and trying to disrupt what God wanted to do in his life. It was trying to be louder than the voice of God. It was trying to be louder than the voice even inside that David had, and trying to destroy who David was. David's cry was painful. As we read it in the scripture, "Oh God, do not be far from me. God, please make haste to help me." The enemy was trying to remind David of his faults, trying to bring him down, trying to tear him down. Even after the fact that God had called him to something greater, the enemy was still trying to get him. And how many times does the enemy do that to us in our life? Screaming our faults, screaming our guilt, screaming the things that we've done in our past, the things that have held us down, the things that have brought us down. The enemy's trying to fight and say, "Look what you did. Remember when you did that? Remember when this happened? Remember when you used to be like this?" And trying to disrupt what God wants to do in your life, trying to take what God is doing in your life and destroy it. Because that's what the enemy does. The enemy comes to destroy. trying to cover us in our guilt, trying to cover us in our shame. And how many times do we cry out, God, where are you? God, have you left me? Here I am fighting this battle. I'm fighting this battle and I can't seem to get out, but have you left me, God? Where are you? Are you going to help me? Because you feel so far away right now. And I feel like I can't get to you. But God knows you inside and out. And in those times, we need to remind ourselves of the scripture. God says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And we have to encourage ourselves. We have to remind ourselves that God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm never going to let you down. He's never just going to leave you hanging. He's never just going to leave you out to dry. That's not who my God is. My God is greater than that. My God loves and cares and restores and delivers. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And even in those times when we feel that way, when we feel so far away from God, we have to remind ourselves that God says, I am here and I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And in those times when the enemy tries to remind you of your past, tries to bring you back, tries to remind you of what you did yesterday or the things that you've done that God has forgiven you from and tries to bring it up again to disrupt and destroy your mind, to destroy what God wants to do, you need to remind the enemy of his future. Do you know what I'm talking about? Come on, the enemy has no power over you. The enemy has no authority over you. And when the enemy comes against you, you need to stand firm and say, enemy, devil, you have no power. You have no authority over my life. I know where I'm going and I know where you're going. I win in the end because the Lord has the victory and Jesus has the final say. Remind the enemy. Remind the devil, you have no hold on me. You have no power over my life. My God, he took the keys from you when he went to the cross and he died and he sanctified and he delivered me and you have no power. Remind the enemy in those times. Remind the enemy when he tries to come against you. You are stronger because God gives you the victory. Amen. God has given you the power and the authority, and God doesn't want you to live in guilt and shame. You see, David was battling guilt and shame. He was battling the guilt of his fall with Bathsheba. He was battling the shame. And how many of you know just guilt and shame is not an easy thing to battle? Especially if you're carrying something for years and years and years. And you're fighting every single day. But God went to the cross, took nails in his hands and in his feet. My God took nails to his hands and to his feet, bore a crown of thorns on his head, humiliated. He bore our shame. He bore our guilt. He paid the price so we didn't have to. And he did that for every single one of you. So you don't have to live in guilt and shame anymore because he already took it away from you. My God is powerful. My God is able. He brings comfort. And many times we try to hide from God. We try to hide our shame and our guilt from God. We try to, you know what? I'm just gonna keep on keeping on what I'm doing. I don't need to be restored from that. It's okay. That's past. Yeah, I deal with it, but you know, it's whatever. I'm just gonna keep doing ministry. I'm just going to keep being involved where I'm being involved because I don't need to bring that. No, I don't need to go to the altar. I'm okay. I'm all right. I just battle it every single day, but I don't need to come to the altar to get delivered from that. No. We try to hide because we're still carrying that shame. We're still carrying that guilt. But you don't have to do that anymore. And you can't hide from God. We try and we try and we try to hide ourselves and we try to hide away from God, but we can't. That's the reality. You cannot hide from God. And it says here in Psalms 139, 1 through 4, Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my raising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. He knows every single thing about you. Even before you say it, that's what the scripture says. Before there's even a word, before you could even think it, God already knows because he knows you inside and out. He doesn't just know me. He doesn't just know Bishop. He knows everybody, every little thing about you. Every little detail that we try to hide, that we try to push down. God, you know my heart. He knows everything about you. And you can't hide from him. And what you tell him and what you bring to him is not going to be a shock. He's not shocked by it because he already knows you. He already knows. So why not bring it to God? Why not give him your guilt? Why not give him your shame? Why not tell him everything that you've been feeling or everything that you've gone through? He already knows. He's just waiting for you. He's calling you. Lamentations 3, 22 through 23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Come on. God's mercies are new every single morning, every single day. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Today, his mercies are new. It doesn't matter what you do today, tomorrow, his mercies are new. The next day and the next day and the next day, he promises that his mercies are new every single day. And he will continue to forgive. And he will continue to reach out and he will continue to restore because that's who my God is. He's a God of restoration and hope and truth and love. That's who my God is. God's mercies are new and they follow you just like the scripture says. Mercy and goodness, they follow you all the days of your life. David had faults. He had many faults. He had very many victories, but he also had many faults. But God still covered him. David was a great man. He was a powerful man. And I could look at David and say, but I'm a nobody. God wouldn't cover me like somebody like David. But God covers me. And he covers you. He doesn't just cover the big wigs, if you will, of the Bible. He covers you because he loves you. And to him, you are a big wig. He loves you. He cares about you. His mercies are new and they cover you. And because of the mercy that God showed David, it showed unconditional love. The unconditional love. Do you know what that means? Do you understand that? That no matter what you do, he still loves you. He still cares. No matter what you've done in your past, he still loves you. That's who my God is. Psalms 139, 17 through 18 says, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they should be more in number than the sand. And when I awake, you are still with me. God knows you. He knows the very depths of your soul. The very corners of your heart that you try to hide. He knows it. And you know what? He still qualifies you. He still calls you. He says, you're still my chosen one. You're still my daughter. You're still my son. When my children do something wrong, I don't disqualify them. I don't push them away. I don't say, no, now go. You're not my child anymore. Never. I say, come here. Mom's here. I love you. And that's the same way with God. God loves you. He doesn't disqualify you. He doesn't push you aside. He doesn't say, you're no longer mine. He calls you his own. He calls you his own. He calls you his child because he loves you with an unconditional, wonderful, powerful love. And I'm grateful for that love. How many of you are grateful for the love of God? God's not mad at you. And I think a lot of times we worry about that. Especially if you've been saved for a long time and you make a mistake after that. And then you get worried. God's mad at me. We've been saved for forever and we still worry that God's mad at us. I'm just ashamed. And I love this part of the scripture that says, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they should be more in numbers than the sand. And I shared this in first service. I love to go to the beach. How many love going to the beach? Let me see some hands. If you don't love going to the beach, where do you love to go? The mountains? Like Ryan? Ryan loves the mountains. Okay, hands clap. All right. Okay, but I love going to the beach. I love everything about the beach. I love the sound of the waves. I love the winds, the little breeze that you get. I love to see the ocean, the smell, everything about the beach. I love the beach. I get nervous when my girls are with me because I'm like, oh, okay, don't get too close to the waves. You know, I'm a nervous wreck with my girls, but I love going to the beach. And one thing that I think about when I go to the beach is this scripture. And I'm not trying to be over spiritual when I go to the beach, but it just comes to me every single time. How great is the sum of them? If I should count them, they should be more in number than the sand. And I go and I'm, God, you think of me and you love me more than this, than all this sand on the beach and everywhere else, these tiny little grains. You think of me? You have precious thoughts about me? And we think, God, but God, I'm ashamed. You don't know what I did. You don't know my past. You don't know the pains that I've had in my heart. You don't know my struggles. But you still love me? But God, I'm not good enough. God, I've been saved my whole life, but I've fallen. I'm no good anymore. I'm nothing now. But you still say I'm chosen. You still call me your own. But God, how do I minister? How do I share? How do I talk to people? How do I counsel people? How do I do any of this when I myself am struggling with shame and guilt? What's good in me? What do I have to offer? I'm a nobody. I'm a failure. I'm broken. But you say I'm worthy. You say I'm loved. You see every single part of me. And you love it. How, God? How? I can't even think of three good words to describe myself. And you have many more than all this sand on the beach. And you still call me. You still love me. You still choose me. How, God? Because that's who He is. Because He loves you with an unconditional love. And His mercies new every single day. You don't have to hide. He already knows you. And He's already called you. And He already chose you. The enemy comes to destroy and comes to tear you down. But God, with His mercy and His love, comes to remind you of who you are. What the enemy tries to do is he tries to distort. He tries to distort your mind and disrupt what God's already doing and what God's already done. He tries to bring you back a little bit more. You take one step and the enemy's like, oh, remember this? Oh, I do remember this. Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna join internship. No. Shouldn't do that. Remember that one time? Oh, you're right. You're right. Oh, I'm gonna join Paragon. Yeah. Remember that time you did this? Yeah, you're not gonna make it. You're a failure. Oh, you're right. You're right. You know what? Me and my husband, we're going to go to married couples. Strengthen our marriage. No, don't. Don't do that. Remember you tried to do that last time? How'd that turn out for you? Yeah, you're right. You're right. And every time we seem like we're going to take a step forward, the enemy tries to pull us back. But God says, mm-mm, not my child. Yeah, you may have had some struggles in your marriage, but guess what? I could take you further. Yeah, you might have failed in your classes. You might have failed before, but guess what? You're not going to fail this. I chose you. I called you. You know what? Yeah, you have a past. Yeah, you've been through some junk, but you know what? Just because you've been through some junk doesn't mean that you can't join internship and change somebody else who's been through some junk. Come on, I called you. I chose you. You have a plan. You have a purpose. Don't let the enemy steal what God's about to do in your life, because God called you for greater. God called you. He chose you, and He continues to call you. He continues to see the gold in your life. He continues to pick up the sand and says, I love you more than you even know. You're greater than you know. Your past doesn't define you. But what you do with it can define your future. Use it as a stepping stool. Yeah, I did this, but you know what? I'm going to save somebody's life. Yeah, my marriage struggled with this, but you know what? I'm going to help another couple who struggled through this because we were able to overcome. Yeah, I went through this. Yeah, my past is dirty. But because of God, and only God was I able to overcome. So now I'm going to join internship and help other people overcome. Come on, your past doesn't define you. We have to remind ourselves and remember who God called us to be. And even in the midst of our feeling shamed and our feeling guilty, like I said before, God already took that and he took it to the cross. We don't have to deal with it anymore. And in those times where you fall and you stumble, his mercies are new. It's okay. He loves you. He cares. He's still reaching out and he wants a relationship with you. When you lay your head, he is there. And when you wake up, he's still there. He doesn't leave. And even when you try to push him away, he says, okay, I'm just going to wait right here for you. Go ahead, push me away all you want. I'm just going to stay right here. I'll wait. I'll patiently knock. And I'll just wait for you to answer the door. We try pushing him away, hiding. And he says, I'm right here. I love you. And I'm not going anywhere. I would never want to push away somebody who loves me and sees every single fault and every single flaw in my life and still loves me. Why would I want to push that away? God wants to have a relationship with you, and he is here, and you are never alone. And even in those times when you feel lonely, you feel alone, you feel insecure, and you're just like, nobody understands. God's like, I understand. I'm here. I'm here. Let me take your guilt. Let me take your shame. And let me cover you with my mercy and with my love. You deserve that. You deserve that. You are worthy. You are chosen. You are called. You are loved. That's who my God is. He cares and he knows every single little thing about you. He knows you. He knows you. Can we just close our eyes in this place this morning? You have been and you will be. know when I rise and when I fall, when I come or go. You see it all, and you hung the stars, and you move the sea. Still you know me, oh, 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 oh. And nothing is hidden from your sight. There's not a single thing that he doesn't see. He sees every single part of you, and he calls you, and he loves you. This morning is for you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If there's anyone in this place who wants to just surrender it all, maybe you've been saved for a while and you just want to give it all to God, maybe there's some things that keep coming up that you keep trying to just push back. God wants to just take it all this morning. And if that's you in this place, if you could just raise your hand and you just want to say, God, I just want you to take it all. Amen. And if there's anyone who's been dealing with shame and unforgiveness and wants forgiveness because you feel like God can't forgive me for this, you've been dealing with shame, but God wants to forgive you. If that's you this morning, go ahead and raise your hand. God wants to take away the shame. He wants to take away the guilt. Praise you, Jesus. And if there's anybody else in this place who wants to invite, you've heard this message and you hear, man, this God is amazing. This God is incredible. He offers hope. He offers restoration and love. I need that. If you're in here and you're saying, God, I need you in my life, and you want to invite Jesus into your heart this morning, can you just raise your hand? Jesus. Praise God. If you raise your hands for any of those, can you just stand to your feet and come forward? We want to pray with you this morning. Come on, don't be ashamed. God is calling you. There's spacers up here. Go ahead and stand on one of those. We have a prayer team ready. Yes, Jesus is calling you this morning. He calls you. He calls you. He chose you. This morning is your morning. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to just let go and allow God to just bring restoration in your life. Jesus. God, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. And Jesus says, he's telling you this morning that you are worthy. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of forgiveness. All that guilt, all that shame, he's taking it away right now. He's taking it away right now. All that shame that you've been dealing with, that you feel like God can't forgive me, or maybe you've been hiding for a while, God says, I take it away right now. Those chains that have been holding you down, he's breaking every chain right now. He's bringing restoration. He's bringing hope. He's bringing love. He cares for you. He loves you. He's restoring. He's restoring. I feel like he's saying, I'm restoring innocence. I'm restoring innocence. I'm restoring love. I'm reviving. Maybe you had a fire. You had a fire that was burning bright for Jesus and it kind of was just dying out. God says, I'm reviving the fire this morning. I'm reviving the fire in your life. I'm reviving your anointing. He's reviving you this morning. And Jesus, I pray over every single person at these altars, Lord. Jesus, I don't know the need, but you do. I don't know them inside and out, but you do, God. You know every single detail of their life, Jesus. You know their hearts. You know what they've dealt with, God. And you see them. You see them, God. They are seen. They are known. And Jesus, I pray right now, Lord, that you would lift every single heavy burden that they've been carrying, God. Every single burden of shame. Every single burden of guilt. God, I pray you lift it right now in Jesus' name. God, you're breaking chains this morning. You're bringing restoration this morning, God. And Jesus, I pray over every single person right now in this room, God. God, I pray over their lives, Jesus, because I know that we could all use a reminder, Jesus, of your hope, a reminder of your constant love and your constant mercy, Jesus. And I pray that they would be reminded every single day that you see the gold in them, that you see how precious they are, even when they can't see it themselves, God. Jesus, I pray for healing right now. Healing, Jesus, upon hearts. Can everybody just repeat this after me? Say, dear Jesus. Say it like you mean it. Come on, say, dear Jesus. I get rid of all my guilt this morning. I get rid of all my shame. I hand my burdens over to you, God. I want to see what you see, Lord. I want a relationship with you, God. God, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my past. I take hold of who you are. I confess that you are Lord, and there is no other. And I receive you into my heart. And I am now saved. And I am now forgiven. And I am now restored. In Jesus' name.